Good morning and welcome to the Meg Ellefson Show. I'm so delighted that you're tuning in this morning. Also delighted to have with me, joining me in studio, finally, he's a very busy guy, Eric Lindman, who's the Director of Public Works and Utilities for the City of Wausau. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Mike. Great to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you here. You know, let's start by talking about what the Public Works and Utilities Department provides to the City of Wausau, provides to the citizens, taxpayers of Wausau.
Sure. I think most of the things that you've heard about over the last couple of years has been water and wastewater. But, you know, another big part is our streets. We maintain all the facilities that the city owns.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Got to have a great staff. We handle zoning and property maintenance and inspections as well. It's the largest department in the city, a lot of different divisions, and have a great staff that manages most of the day-to-day work. So thank you to all of them.
Yes. Well, so, and let's talk about your background as a leader at the City of Wausau and your professional background and really what qualified you to be in this position.
Yeah, I think, when you just look at the job description, you have the background as far as education and experience, right? I'm a licensed professional engineer, have a master's degree in engineering, and I've had, you know, almost 20 years of experience in engineering and leadership background and leading engineer professionals and construction projects and project management. So
pull the mic just a little bit closer to you. All right, thank you. All right, I just was getting a little bit of feedback. So let's talk about, you already brought it up. I didn't. No, we talked about, and I joked this morning before we went on air about how I was going to get my PFAS water. But I that was a huge topic, obviously, and really in Chris and I obviously talked about it a lot on this show and or on the station, and we expressed our concerns about someone who doesn't have the background, doesn't have the experience, doesn't have the education to be injecting herself or himself. I will just say herself into a discussion that would create create concern among residents in the City of Wausau. And I know I'm sure that you are looking at this as this is now behind us. We have a new mayor in Wausau, thank God, sworn in just yesterday. I was there for the ceremony, but I mean, talk about how, I guess, how this became this such an issue that that warranted this type of reaction, I guess.
Yeah, it seemed like that we went from 0 miles an hour to about 180, right, just overnight on this. It's an emerging contaminant. There's no regulations on it. You know, I've said from the beginning that our water has been safe. It remains safe to drink and use, and we want residents to have confidence in that and the confidence in the utility. And PFAS as an emerging contaminant is something that we have to manage, and we'll be managing PFAS for generations, right? This is not something that's going away. And so our new water treatment facility, which was under construction, helps us manage that at this point. And then now we're constructing a new treatment process to do that. We know that MCLs just finally came out officially from the US EPA. There's still 3 to 5 years before, you know, there's really going to be any sort of compliance, but you'll start to see a lot of other municipalities now having to test more frequently. They're going to have plans in place as they move forward. But, you know, as we step into these things and as these things come about in the water industry, we've been talking about PFAS for 2 decades, right? So, and it's been researched for that and even longer with ATSDR and at the federal level. There's still a lot of unknowns. What the long-term, you know, impacts are to people and what levels are actually at risk. And I don't think we're going to know that probably for another 5 to 10 years, you know, more definitive. But so the levels right now are very low. And so Wausau's well ahead of the game at this point. We're confident that we're going to be able to meet anything at this point. And I think it would have been nice to step into this a little bit slower from the beginning, you know, to have a little bit more information. But I think as things progressed and as the pressure came from legislators and the new regulations and different agencies and entities, you know, this was kind of how we got to this point. So,
well, and I mean, I realize that as a director of public works, you're not in the business, the politics business. And so you're looking at this in terms of what can I do to, to fulfill my job responsibilities, as opposed to how this was made into such a political hot potato, I guess. Do you have regular conversations with other public works directors in the state? I mean, do you have, some sort of association that you share best practices with?
Yeah, I mean, when you look even around the country, the American Water Works Association is very, heavy into water, drinking water. And so, you know, all of those entities that belong to that, you know, there's always a collaboration and discussion, right? And in PFAS for us, you know, it was not a crisis. It was not anything like that, but just something we need to manage. And when you talk to across the country in the water sector, that was the theme, right? From DC water to Louisville water to, you know, New Orleans to everywhere, right? And it was not it's not a crisis. It's something that we have to manage, and it's something that we have to step into. Technologies have to start catching up. And so I think that all of those things will happen, but it's just going to take time. And it's unfortunate sometimes when these things do become political that it creates anxiety in the public. And we just, you know, the one thing is we want to mitigate that anxiety, and we want the public to have trust in their utility that we are doing the right things and we are making the right decisions. So,
well, and I guess what is unfortunate is that decisions were made and I mean, you can comment as little or as much as you want about this, but it seems to me that this was, as you said, I think you referred to it as a theme, and I mean, I'll just say it seemed to me to be a narrative that this was one of the latest things that a certain political party, the Democrats, were pushing, and it seemed like we were hearing more and more. All of a sudden, PFAS became some kind of boogeyman that we all were supposed to fear. And, you know, I've questioned for quite some time. I mean, and when news first came out about this, I was naturally skeptical. And I thought, well, so what are other, initially I thought, well, what are other states doing? But then you even look at what other countries, how they were responding to it, or what they considered to be dangerous levels. And it seems to me that it was all over the board. There isn't any consistent message about what is safe and what is unsafe. And it seems like because it's so inconsistent, it's hard to believe that it is the crisis it was made out to be.
Yeah, I think that's where we have to step back as professionals and take a look at it and what, you know, and how do we manage this, right? What information do we have out there? What are some of the best decisions that we can make now? What is forthcoming soon? What are some more longer term things that have to, that have to come to fruition before we can, make certain steps forward as well. So I think that, obviously tried to stay out of the political side of those things and really just focus on what the best decisions are for, the residents of the city and the water, so that we're not redoing something in the future, right? Using all of the information that we have at this point, talking with, those that are setting up regulations and legislation for us to follow, when those are going to come out, how do we meet those when they come out, and are we set up for that in the future? And I believe that we are.
So we get from time to time, and you can probably, I am sure precisely when it's, if it's a quarterly newsletter about from Wausau Water Works, and I presume it's maybe state law that requires you to notify citizens about the different levels of whatever is contained within our water. Is that accurate?
Yeah. So we have a consumer confidence report that we put out every year that we do testing, and then through the newsletter and other ways we try to notify the public in general, the users of the system, you know, what we're doing, information, you know, even if it's on lead service lines, the new regulations with that that are coming, you know, that we have to follow. And so we try to use those sources that most people use in the city to try to get that word out the best that we can.
So back in 2022, I mean, I think maybe this is when the whole PFAS crisis, manufactured crisis occurred, and you were essentially, well, I think attacked in the media. And I went back and was doing a little bit of show prep yesterday and saw that a few of the news sources, if you want to call them that, from the Wausau area were critical of, and I think it almost became an issue of he said, she said, and you were criticized. The professional, the one who has the experience and education and qualifications to be in the position that you're in, versus someone who, I don't know, I'll just reserve my comments, but someone who doesn't have your experience and isn't in your position and wasn't hired to be the director of public works. And how challenging was that to navigate through?
Very. I think it was extremely challenging. I mean, there was a lot of different entities involved, you know, providing information, trying to provide a narrative, trying to provide. And so trying to navigate through that, you know, trying to get information out that maybe didn't get out that should have, and it went on, and it wasn't a short period of time. It was a solid, you know, a good 18 to 24 months. Wow. It was a challenging time, and not just for myself, but my staff as well, right? I mean, they were the ones on the ground meeting with the residents, and, you know, and because of the anxiety that was created in the public, right, they were getting earfuls, right, when they were out trying to do their jobs and do things on the street. So I'm just hope that we're past those times, and that we're moving forward, but they were very challenging. Yes.
So did you receive feedback from some of your colleagues in other municipalities that perhaps had leaders that were not hyper partisan, that didn't create a hysteria around it, that marveled at what you were perhaps having to endure, that you know, maybe there were similar PFAS levels in water in other parts of the state that the public works director did not have to navigate like you did?
Yeah, I think, like, when you look at the public, the media, the, you know, just the sheer, like, focus was really on Wausau, right? And so you know, all of these other entities, whether they were smaller municipalities, even some larger ones, you know, it wasn't as, I guess I'll just say, intense as it was here, you know. So, but we'd communicate, there was a lot of people that were asking, what sort of information are you putting out, you know. So I've gone and spoke with a lot of groups and, you know, about what went well, what didn't go well, and things like that. So I hope that what we went through, and what we've come through, that we can help other municipalities not do the same thing. Yeah.
So what's your plan moving forward? We have a new mayor as of last night, in terms of, I guess, I don't know, getting this behind us and maybe getting it behind you too, and focusing on, you know, providing the service to, and I'm not just talking water, but just providing the public works service that is necessary, the direction that your department needs to go. What do you see are some of the items that you want to achieve with this new mayor?
Yeah, I mean, I've enjoyed working with Doug as an alder, and I look forward to working with him as a mayor. You know, we sat down and had a conversation last week with regards to just really starting the conversation about, you know, some objectives over the next couple of years, like how our operations might have to shift a little bit, right? So we listen to the citizens on the information that we get back. Streets is a big deal, right? The condition of some of the streets in the city, and right now our backlog of reconstruction is over $100 million, that streets that need to be reconstructed. And so you know, how do we better do that? We have lead service lines that are going to need to be replaced. That's going to be a requirement coming forward, and we want to get ahead of that, right? And then how does that affect the streets as we start cutting holes in the streets, right? And and so there's a lot of coordination that has to happen, and I think that how we look at that moving forward and in our operations is going to be significant, and I think it's going to be important. And trying to communicate that with the residents is going to be extremely important.
Well, I want to tell you, I very much appreciate your leadership, and I look forward to your ability to provide the leadership that you were hired to do when you came to Wausau or when you came to the city of Wausau. I want to give you an opportunity, because I've sort of directed this conversation this morning, I want to give you an opportunity in our remaining couple of minutes or whatever, a minute or so, to address anything that you would like, any kind of response to the criticisms that you've had to endure over the last 18 to 24 months, and you know, just going forward.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I think as we move forward with the Department of Public Works and Utilities, again, I'd like to put a shout out to my staff, like the 102 full-time employees that we have. They've done a fabulous job throughout this time and since I've come on, and I know that they will moving forward. And I think as we shift operations and as we look at doing things more efficiently, and I think as we look at what we've come through in the past, I think has made us a bit stronger, and hopefully just as, rather than just a leader here, maybe a leader throughout the state and the country on providing information throughout the professional world. So.
Well, and I'll just say, just as a message, maybe someone, or maybe he's listening, our new mayor, Doug Denny, that he provides you with the ability and empowers you to do your job. And he puts his trust in your expertise, your experience, your training, and that we are able to recognize the professionals at City Hall now that we have a strong leader at the helm, and that he allows you to do your job the best to the best of your ability. And that's what I'm hoping also the Alders also get behind that that mission as well.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
Well, thank you. So we got to go to a break. Eric Lindman. And I mean, I have a whole host of, well, topics we could discuss in a future date. So I'd love to have this be an ongoing conversation, especially if there's anything that comes up, you know, something controversial or not so controversial that comes up that you'd like to address. You're always welcome on the show. Thank you so much. Eric Lindman, who is, again, the Director of Public Works and Utilities for the City of Wausau. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks. Going to a break. 8:30 News is up next, followed by Eric Hovde, candidate for United States Senate. He will be joining me after the news on The Meg Ellison Show on WSAU.